when Patrick was going away?
I can remember when Patrick was going away, and everybody was crying. I was about 5 years old, and I went into the kitchen to ask Catherine why everybody was crying, and she said, well, it was because Patrick was going away, and he was going to be a priest, and he wouldn't be back here anymore. So I sat down beside her and began to cry just because everybody else was. I thought it was the thing to do.
Randy's married?
I wasn't there for her marriage, but I remember how excited it was. In fact, I was wondering how she got there so fast. I remember asking her if she knew the boy she was going to marry, which she was engaged to.
How about Dick and Frank and Eleanor went away? Do you remember that at all?
I remember Eleanor. I don't remember you, Father Dick, and I don't remember Father Frank at all. In fact, the first time I remember seeing Father Frank when I was about six, I thought he was an uncle.
All for Mary. For the present, that's all for Mary. Now, here is Joe. And this is a day later, February 26th. February 27th. And Joe has some items that he has noted down. He'll give the details on them.
Just chuckling over some of Mary's remarks, particularly the one referring to spelling when Dad used to correct the letters we were more or less forced into sending every week by Mother while Pop was up here in the city during the summer months. And the only bad part was that Dad bring them back with him and read them back to you and making known all the faults of your spelling, which at that time were many and probably still a few I carry with me. Of course, Mother didn't think that was too good, and I didn't either, because as a rule, he used to yell at her more than he yelled at us about the spelling, implying that it was her fault that we were such bad spellers. But it was just the individual, not a family earmark. Another thing I can remember about C.I. while we're still on the subject, this is called to mind by Mary's remarks, is the going out on Thursday morning, I guess, with Jim and John, and even Pat and Father Richard here, I recall them going with us out to do our daily crabbing. Of course, the crabbing never got started until after we managed to swipe a boat from Weber's, so that the good that was to come of it may have started out with a little evil in the fact that we had to appropriate a boat. But of course, we had our own oars and oarlocks, that I recall, and had them tied down, and we would borrow the boat for the day. And usually it was no trouble about just borrow one of the rowboats and then bring it back later on. But we'd go out and get a bushel of crabs, or more if possible, and bring them back. Then Katie would be there, and Mom, dump them all over the kitchen, we'll let them run around, and we'd put them in that great big pot we used to have. Then they'd be put down the cellar on the tables down there to cool. And then on Friday morning, Mom and Catherine would do all the cleaning, prepare the big salad for Dad for Friday night when he arrived. Of course, we used to get a little of the leftovers occasionally, but the main part of the crab went to, as I recall it, Mother and Dad, and maybe Bill Carroll would be with them, or somebody else that came down from the city, and some of the older ones. At that time, I wasn't too fond of crab, but since then, I've become quite fond of it, probably through the use of it or watching Pop and Mom eat it during the summer. So much for C.L. My own suggestions were that I have listed. First was, I remember Aunt Annie coming back on Sundays after we'd gone to Sunday school. And why we went to Sunday school, I could never figure out, because we had religion during our course at these sales and then forced to go back on Sundays like everybody else. But that seemed to be one of Pop's ideas, and we all went. The only redeeming feature of the whole day was Cousin Annie coming in with those donuts about 12:30 or so, and then we'd get some nice cold milk out and have a little lunch, which wasn't, as a rule, the thing to do on Sundays because we didn't have lunch. Pop didn't approve of it. Of course, that never stopped those who wanted some from going down and doing a little snitching, but it was the way Father liked it. Now, so much for that. Got these two apes here running around. The next item I recall was not being allowed out on Saturday unless we had an 85 average while in grammar school. This was another idea fostered by Dad and more or less condoned by Mother and Grandmother, but some subterfuge was used at times to avoid staying in for the entire weekend. particularly if Pop had to be out at Malvern for the weekend, or if he were down working for the weekend. Then Mom would say, okay, you can go out, but be back here before 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or an hour before, whenever it was that Father was going to arrive home. So we would, and only for her understanding, I guess I would have spent a lot more weekends at home, because I wasn't particularly one of the 85 average students during that time. In fact, it wasn't later on either. Another recollection has to do with the skating or sports on Sunday. We used to have that basketball in the backyard there, the back alley. We were quite adept at playing basketball, but of course we used to drag up all the neighbors from all around, and some from far away would come down on Sunday to play, because we had the court. Same thing would apply to skating. And the same situation there. Mother would say, okay, Father's here, Father's there, and won't be back until so-and-so, and you can go out and play for that length of time. And so we would. So much for that. The next I recall, another item, was Dad and his Menin's powder and his mineral water episodes. I'm sure my older brothers and sisters remember this very vividly, particularly being awakened at 2 or 3 in the morning by the swish of the gun as Pop would stand there with a gleeful look on his face, and he'd start sneezing even though he'd been sound asleep, and be mentioning to Bill Cow or some other buddy that might be with him that, look how makes them sneeze, look how good it is for them. Gets the bugs out of them and does anything. Did anything, but it used to irritate your nose and used to be a pain in the neck. But Father, someone sold him the deal on that, and such was for the Menin's powder. Another deal was that mineral water. The damn thing would lay down there and the rocks in it in the water for about 2 or 3 months. Just like black river mud, like a goo you used to get back at Sea Isle out of the canal. Somewhat like that. That was one of Father's ideas. Another one. But another very good recollection, and one that Mom was present on and had the joy of watching, was when Father decided that it was time for Jim, John, and myself to obtain a little culture by reading Shakespeare. He thought he had been neglecting his sons in the matter of their culture. He hadn't been neglecting it as a matter of anything else, so that was the case. It was the culture he was worried about. We were due to get it. So after dinner on a Friday night, we all settled ourselves in the front room, probably keeping us from going out, that we wanted to go somewhere else. And Father broke out Shakespeare. I believe he was reading, can't think of just what it was at this time. You can dub something in for that. But Mother was in the chair, and sure enough, he'd keep reading on and on, maybe an hour or so, and then finally Jimmy fell asleep. And then I think I dozed off, and then John, only to wake up with a start when heard Father slam the book shut and get up. Well, I'll never take the time or try to teach you boys anything about culture again. That's enough. Go ahead, go to bed. And he stamped out of there. Of course, Mother just said, well, that's Father. He can't do much about it right now. So Father went to bed very unhappy. I think we went in and had something out of the icebox ourselves. So much for culture. I still haven't read Shakespeare other than what I read in school. Someday I may get around to it. I don't find my culture lacking because of it. Maybe the girls will make me read it.